With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Much of the nation's midsection is being pelted with snow. Correspondent Donna Warder.
The storm snow and gusty winds are creating whiteout conditions that have closed parts of two interstate highways, a long stretch of Interstate 80 in central Nebraska, and a part of Interstate 70 in Kansas. Schools and government offices in several states are closed today. Meteorologist Josh Weiss of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says the storm isn't over yet.
This system will continue to move northeast today into tonight and continuing into Wednesday into the Great Lakes, bringing a widespread swath of 6 to 12 inches of snow from places like just north of Kansas City, Missouri, through just north of Chicago, Illinois, and into parts of Michigan.
I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump in federal court in Washington, arguing that he is immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. He says the case would not have been brought against anyone else.
And by normal standards, if it weren't me, that would be the end of this case. But sometimes they look at me differently than they look upon others.
Mr. Trump, the 2024 Republican presidential primary frontrunner, attended today's arguments, even though the Iowa caucuses are just 1 week away. And despite the fact that there is no requirement that defendants appear in person for such proceedings. A U.S. citizen has been arrested on drug charges in Russia. The arrest of Robert Woodland Romanov was reported by the press service of the Moscow courts. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 222 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 3 points. This is SRN News. President Biden's number one priority is abortion.
Don't take it from me. Biden's deputy campaign manager, Clinton Folks, told NBC TV's Meet the Press program that if Mr. Biden is reelected, his first goal will be to, quote, restore Roe versus Wade. This despite a crisis of illegal immigration, a perilous economy, and a grab bag of international threats. President Biden is apparently hoping for national abortion legislation if he regains the White House, though it's unlikely he would have the votes in Congress. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Yale professor has filed a federal gender discrimination lawsuit against a prominent New York City church after it did not hire her for its senior pastor job. The suit, brought by Ebony Terman, accuses the famous Abyssinian Baptist Church of treating her unfairly because she's a woman. The church and its search committee dispute the allegations. This is SRN News. It's that time of the year. The IRS has announced January the 29th as the official start date of the 2024 tax season, with millions of returns expected by the April 15th deadline.
The agency is undergoing a massive facelift, attempting to improve its technology and customer service. The IRS says there will be more walk-in centers open to help taxpayers, enhanced paperless processing to help with IRS correspondence, and enhanced individual online accounts available for taxpayers. Eligible taxpayers will be able to file their 2023 tax returns online directly with the IRS through a new electronic direct file pilot, which will be rolled out in phases and is expected to be widely available in mid-March. The IRS expects most refunds to be issued in less than 21 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.